church like this where everybody is accommodated, a church where everybody is somebody. You know, you come to church, you don't want to fall in love with service. It is in service that we see all of God. I want you to understand this. This spiritual growth you are talking about is also embedded in service. Some of you are just being held bound by what your super code will say. Some of you are just being held down by that department you belong. Let's say you drop from the workforce, your life will not be the same again. It is not by your making. It's because you have too much liberty. See, freedom from God is enslavement to the Satan. You have to write that down. There are some certain freedom you don't need, especially at this time of your life. There's a news going around about one particular sweetheart, Chidima, or whatever her name. She killed a 51-year-old man, which means I believe there's still more to that story, which is going to see unfold. Hallelujah. Am I communicating now? But I tell you this, it's because of some certain freedom she enjoyed. Don't ask for too much freedom. There are some freedom you will have to be a setup to your own time, untimely death. Don't ask for too much freedom. Don't ask for too much. If you have too much, please look for how to restrict those freedoms. I have so much freedom. The freedom I have that my dad trusts me so much that I'm going to make the best of the decisions I'm going to make in my life. Because I mean, when would he trust me? I started making money when I was very young. I've said it so many times. When I was 16, I made my first $1 million. In other words, I became a millionaire at the age of 16. So my daddy knew that I'm not going to mess up. He knew. So I have some freedom. I have some serious freedom that I choose where to go to. At 17, I was hosting events. I've been to 7 African countries. Now, I'm not breaking my trumpets now. Okay, but I was traveling out of the country like, say, I'm on my... Doing motivation, motivating people. Some of you don't know that. I mean, that's part of my story. You don't even know the word, man. I've been out there. I had freedom. Imagine you living in the country without your father's notice. And you get there, you're coming from Zimbabwe. Say, Dad, guess where I am? Say, where are you? Ah! Zimbabwe, no, no. Say, yes, sir. It's okay. When you're back, go home. 17, 18, I was all over. Jumping up and down. I had some unrestricted access. I didn't live there most of my life, per se. Then after that, I came to school. Had access, had freedom. That is why I don't joke with freedom. I don't joke with access and freedom because I knew that it is very dangerous for you to have everything you wish for. That's why I submitted to man who can control me. Yes, control me, sir. They tell your pastor is control you. Show me a thing that doesn't have control on how it's like. If you have control, if you have somebody who you are scared of, if you have somebody who can off you and on you at will, am I communicating? Too much of freedom is bad. That thing that makes you to leave the workforce is that is you looking for freedom. And when that freedom comes, it might seem more good to you. You can't serve God on your own terms. You serve God on His terms. And His terms are the church terms. Don't be waiting that God will come from heaven and say, now my son, let's begin to bait the bait. I will say this. Do you agree with that? He said, no. It is God speaking when your pastor says, be in church by 8 a.m. Catching fire this morning. Glory to God. Till I get better. Till I do better. Glory to God. They participated. Listen, God will not express Himself if men fold their hands. God will express Himself. God will express Himself. Listen, when we came to this church now, see how nice the place is looking. Nobody is looking at people who did the work. Your face will not paste it on the wall. We don't even know who did it. The form of this place, we don't know. We didn't hire people to do it. We did it ourselves. Did it ourselves. Nobody sees your face right now. I suppose I did it. But there's a joy in serving God. Am I communicating? Glory to God. So don't just come to church. Participate. That was why the freshers event was put in place. Because we discovered that some people come to church, maybe first timers, they look at us and say, wow, this church is organized. Hey, hey. This church is so organized, everything is so perfect. Look at everybody just calm, everybody just doing so well. But we organize in faith, glory to God. We need you. We need you to survive. Don't make that mistake. Our church organized, we organized in faith. Let's confess it. We organize in the name of Jesus. Amen. You know, that some people come to church. That's why they have some crazy idea about our church. They say our church is a fashion scene. I don't understand how. Why? We will do the fashion. Although we're going to do it this coming Sunday. Hallelujah. This Sunday is going to be, come on, dress your best. Glory to God. Igbo Queen. What's your own? What's that sound? Boy! Say Baba. You're your own. I pity the Osa folks on that day. Glory to God. This coming Sunday, we're going to have Service Africana. Yeah. The suit can actually rest. Come dress like your mom and your daddy. Okay? Look your best. Make up. Ladies, make up on that very day. Make up. Everyone. I want to be able to put my finger on your face and bring it out. I have some dots. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Please start on time so you'll be on time. Service starts by 9 a.m. By the way, we'll be inviting some dignitaries on that day. We'll be inviting some dignitaries on that day. So it will not make sense that they are here before us. We have to welcome them. Each time they are coming, we have to just celebrate them by clapping for them and all of that. So be in church on time. Now, let's continue. So we discussed that some people just come to church. They feel like there's no place they can fit in. I know I lost a daughter because of, she said she doesn't fit in our church. I said, how? When you come to church, everybody just like everybody have their friends already. Nobody seems to accommodate other people. Brother, how are you, sir? I can accommodate you as a celebrity, sir. All right? If nobody accommodates me, I'm here. Glory to God. I like you already. Are you still here? Say no, yo, people just do as if you do not matter. And sincerely, you matter to us. We do the service because of you. Aware of that. We so much. So when we say we love you, we actually mean it. But you understand that in some systems, it is difficult for you to crack a code. I have been to where big churches, I get to the place, I look at everything and say, wow. They just welcome me first timer and I go. I think it's loving care about me. So because we understand that there could be some feelings like that, we instituted what we call the freshers event. When you get to know us, we get to know you. You belong to a family. See, once you attend the freshers event, you've known the most important people in church. You've known the pastor, you've known the unit heads, you've known, you have also belonged to a mentorship program, and after that, you have the people who are also your co-mentees. Am I communicating? So if you don't know anybody, you know your co-mentees. Am I communicating? Then it is easy for you to translate from that place to be a member of the church and get into the workforce. So every member standing here, it is not a good thing. Somebody say things like, if we don't have members and workers, who will not be the member? No, that's not supposed to be. Everybody's supposed to get into work and serve one another. There's no spectators in church. When you go to church, everybody's supposed to serve one another in love. So you might be good in singing, glory to God, you join the choir. You're good in drama, which I'm going to be the head of the drama team, glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to set that team up very soon. You can do the ushering job. Join the team. As we serve you in music, you serve us in what? Orderliness. As they serve us in orderliness, we serve you for the media team. That is how it's supposed to be. And at the end of it all, we are serving God all together. Glory to God. A worker in church who later drop out of worker has just been defeated by the devil. You might be thinking, it is my will. I just decided it. No, you didn't decide. It was the devil who implanted that idea in you. The least you can do is to shift from department. Let's say you're a final year now and academics have become so tedious and you need to meet up standard and you're in the choir before, you could move from choir to prayer department where they meet just once in a week. Am I communicating? Or move to maybe the church cleaners where there's not too much of what work on it. But never in your life leave the workforce. The devil is happy about that. Am I communicating? Glory to God. Say glory to God. Everybody in the local church should be serving. The Bible says, present your body as a holy sacrifice. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies, a living sacrifice. Body acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Present your bodies. Present your bodies. And by presenting of bodies will mean that you should be bodily available. Body available for what God wants to do. You see, the expression you get in the local church are as a result of available men. God can do more. Say, neighbor, God can do more. If more men rise up to the occasion, say, God can do more. Listen, just imagine we give some more. We'll get a motive given. Just imagine we give some more. We'll have AC in this place. Listen, let me say this to you. We are all coming somehow from poor backgrounds. Don't let you go back to poverty again. And it starts from the happenings that is happening in your mind now. Some of you might not appreciate that enough. But listen, you can never be poor in your life. Even if you decide to be poor, you can't, even if you plan to fail, that your plan has failed already. By the divine orchestration you have in your midst, am I communicating? You can be poor. Break out from that place. Let me say this. If your father did not keep one check for you, that when you graduate, you now use it, better serve God now. I mean, they keep check for you. No, he didn't keep check for me. In fact, if my father give me a check now, we suspect him. There are some people who their life has been planned. By communicating. Some people get rich not because they work though, but because their fathers have worked for them. Now, there's nothing bad in your father working for you, because me, I work for my children. Hallelujah. But they will have sense. They will have sense. Some of the things we did today is because we are looking for ends. If you are here, you are a Yahoo boy now. I'm doing against you because sometimes it's a parent's fault. We are looking for how to look good. When last did your parents send you money to buy clothes? Like, sent you money for your clothing? When last? And in this house, they don't understand that in this world, what wear matters. They don't understand that. They say, don't find a roof over your head. Yeah. Here with your roommate, so which you pay $25,000 for a year. They will not use 1 year to look for your school fees. That's the one boy that will teach you how to be posting ID bank available. Once again, tell me, Yahoo boy, help me out. Local bank, yeah. Put a Chase bank available here. Which bank again? Tell me. Oh, they will now polish it. People that have fear of God, they now polish it. I buy Bitcoin. Who they sell them? Did they sell Bitcoin? Bitcoin. I don't mean, yeah, this one is saying Bitcoin. I know you're saying Bitcoin. Good Bitcoin. Yeah, so who just come up flying into? I say Bitcoin. You say Bitcoin. Yeah, the time in our WhatsApp status, we have Bitcoin. So who is buying Bitcoin from you? Hallelujah. You are saying Bitcoin. Now that everything is down, I mean, I'm even down. You are still going to go to do Dorime. You have to tell us what you are selling. It's not Bitcoin. Are you still here? I said, are you still here? Glory to God. What's number one? Number two? Participation. Participate. A church is only vibrant as much as the church folks. So we want a vibrant church, just look for folks who are actually vibrant in their services to God. Services to God. All members must understand that their call to salvation is a call to responsibility. The moment you get saved, whether you're in the workforce or not, is a call to responsibility. Yeah, and you must wake up to it. You must wake up to it. Some of you here can serve God. You have wonderful skills that can be useful to God, but you're holding it to yourself. And some other guys are using their skills to serve the devil. Serve the devil. You know, one of the reasons why I don't castigate when people do all kind of parties they do, or all these kind of guys that go out there to put so much energy to organize social events and all that. There's nothing wrong with social affairs and all that. But I know it's going to be more profitable if we use such energy for the things of God. Hallelujah. So why I don't castigate them is that we have so many believers, even in the local church, who don't even do for the devil, don't do for God. They're just there. They've become a God to themselves. Hear me? If you don't serve God or Satan, you are serving yourself, which is more dangerous. More dangerous. So whatever thing you can do, look at us, we are open. I'm the most accessible pastor in this town. I'm the most accessible pastor in this town. Last week, I feel like I'm giving so much than I receive. And I feel like I know so much good thing that I can't even do the bad ones. So many church members who are not my church members, they will come to my DM, ask me questions about their relationship, about their spiritual life. There's no blessed day I don't get up to 10 people in my DM. How they get my number, I don't know. They're asking questions. Some of them even reporting their pastor to me. I've never for once. If you report a pastor to me, I will make it to go and say sorry to your pastor. You come to ask a question about your relationship, I will answer you, but I will keep making reference to your pastor. Because I understand that it's because you are far from me, you think I'm the most anointed, you think I'm the most perfect pastor, your pastor who you hear from all the time, you think he's less anointed than me. I will answer you anyways, but I'll make sure that you go back to your pastor. But when it comes to my own case, if they report you to me, you will castigate me on your pulpit. So I begin to feel like I'm giving so much than I receive. But that is God's call. Just keep doing it. Glory to God. I say, glory to God. Let's continue. The next one. Number next. Sorry, please. All right. Number next. What's the first one? Number two. Number one, consistent attendance. Number two. Number three, financial partnership. Financial partnership. Now look up here. To most believers, the Bible is an awesome scripture until we come to talk about gift of their money. Every believer, the Bible is an awesome work of God until we begin to mention about giving your money. You've never heard that a pastor manipulated you in believing in faith. You never heard that a pastor manipulated you in believing in miracles, even salvation. But you will often hear they manipulated me into giving. Hear me? The reason why even a tongue-speaking believer might still end up poor is because sometimes we run with what God has done, getting what God is doing. You hear that now? Run with what God has done, forgetting what God is doing. There are principles that govern some certain areas of our lives. And if you joke with principles, doors will not open. And those who force the door open break the protocols and the principles that govern such areas. And that is why, if you do other things to get money, you can't get the money from God. If you break the code, just like you want to get an access to a house, the key is there, but you don't have the key, you then broke the place, you will get into the place, you will get that money, but you don't have peace of mind. Because you are scared what's going to happen next. How about if they find out you're the person who broke into the house? So, and when it comes to prosperity, it is governed by principles. I, yes, sir. I think it was last year, then I apologized to you guys on the church group. I said, sorry, I've not taught you about the principles of prosperity too much. It seems as if I'm the only one enjoying it. God has prospered me. I've enjoyed God's prosperity. And listen to me. What I mean God has prospered me, I mean I've seen how angels of God will inspire somebody in the heart to bless you. I've seen so much. I was talking to one of the brothers here yesterday. And I began to ask him, what's your plans after school? He told me, I said, now, begin to pray some certain prayers. Pray that God will send, the angels of God are going to cause in the heart of men that they will trust you with their finances. Because what you are projecting to do require people to support, to partner with you. Begin now to pray for partners. Pray, call for sponsors. Call for men. There are people who have money who don't know what to do with their money. Am I communicating? Trust in God's word. Confess those things. Say, men locate me with their finances. I manage it properly. I make profit over this. Listen, any testimony you've heard of God prospering people, pray that prayer over your life too. Have you heard stuff like, somebody just called somebody on the phone. I say, how are you, sir? Say, fine, please. I see so and so. Send me your account number. Have you heard such testimony before? I've heard it before. And I'm beginning to pray. I have blessings of God that I cannot explain. Also, at the lockdown, I've shared this in church before. Somebody called me very early morning after 5 a.m. I said, please, hey, Pastor Casey, I said, yes. The man was panicking. He said, please, send me a account number, sir. Because my wife had a dream. And the angel of God gave my wife your number some 3 days ago, and she forgot. She should call you and be giving you a seed every month. Bro, if it didn't happen to me, I won't believe it. And seed not be small seed, though. Slightly over 100,000 naira. A man I've never seen. And I wanted to make a move to go and see them, but God held me back. He said, don't go. No need of that. Let it be the testimony that you've never met before. What I'm saying now is still happening to you now. all throughout the lockdown. They keep sending every month. They never missed it. They never missed it. So there are some certain things you hear. And I remember I was praying for. I said, Father, I need your financial breakthroughs. I just want to like feel happy that in a month, whether I work or not, I've received something in. And don't forget, a receiver is a giver. Some of you are already pressing calculator now. Say, that means every month this guy have 100K. It might shock you that that money does not come to my account. It might shock you that it's landing there. I'm showing dangerous. Sorry to use the word dangerous. It's actually dangerous anyways. I'm showing dangerous thing again. Upper there. Men who sow upper go higher. Did you hear that? That we don't say this all the time does not mean it is not effectual. Listen, when it comes to financial prosperity, those who know it does not open mouth too much to talk about it. But you see, giving is one of the greatest means to receive. Yeah. I'm a teacher. I want you to get this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is the reason why the devil will attack every teaching that has to do with giving. The teachings on giving is the litmus test for those who sincerely love God. Everybody can lift up your holy hands. Let's do that now. Lift up your holy hands, everybody. Go ahead now. Wave it to the Lord of God. Alright. Can you lift the two hands, in honor and reverence to God? Wave it. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Bring your hands down. How many of you can give us 100,000 naira now for this service? Go ahead. Raise up your hand. You're going to give us 100,000 naira. This service. 100,000 naira, yeah. 100,000 naira. So every believer can speak in tongues, can raise up their holy hands, but not everybody can bring out checks from their pocket. That's a sad reality. Did it hit you now? What happens? Your limitation setting. You know it is not God's divine will. As we lift up our holy hands, so shall we say we need 100,000 naira, then more than 1,000 people lift up their hands too. Am I communicating? Can we get to that place? Can we get to that place? It is possible. The Bible said they sold their properties. That means in that local church then, everybody was rich. The church of God is not a poor place. Ah, yes, sir. What we're exercising your mind now is not because we need the money. It's just for the fact that you cannot have to be poor. I hope you understand that this one is saying they're starting to divide Nigeria, do all those things. It will not work. If they divide Nigeria, we are more in the deeper mess. The average Igbo man wants to be the richest. I hope you are aware. A embezzlement that will happen in Biafra land can never be heard in this whole world. Remember, some months back, I traveled with my cousin for a burial. They were driving past one particular house. My wife, if it's not a billionaire, I don't know that guy. I don't trust him these days. That guy has so much money. We are passing drive a house. He had to stop. He said, who get this house? One place in Anambra State. The house is like, let me start from School Junction, yeah? School Junction. The fence of the house from School Junction, slightly above that, on there. Before you enter Aibaju, that's how a man's house is. Guess what? The fence was all ties. They tie the fence. Fear not gonna let you go place the poster there. If you post a picture right there, you will die again. Someone have to hear the people and say, who get this house? It now shock us that the person who in that house have not come back for the past 7 years. That house is just there. It is not a house, it's like an estate. That house, all Jesus Carlo, one of your potential friends, has a house that the cost of that house is Guinea-Bissau. Their national budget for a year. That is the estimate of the house they have. And guess what? He's living in Abuja. That house is in the east. So like east, if you go to the east, you see people build houses, left the house there, and come to Lagos to live like puppets. What they have in the east is not, and these are people who are coming to stay together. It doesn't make any sense. So the way out of this thing, I say it now, is prosperity. Do you know that if you have money in Nigeria, you will live as if you are in America? We are not aware. Go to Banana Land, see people living there. There are some people who don't know that there is power outage in the country. Of which I traveled, something amazing happened. I was in my room, and my little cousin, the light just tripped off. If you see the cry, she yelled out, "Hey, hey, you are also different DNA." When I said, "What happened?" I said, "I cannot see. I cannot see again. I'm blind." I said, "If I slap you, I'm blind." So they took lights. We know everywhere in our house. We can come fetch water in the world and come back. I will not fall inside. Who are you? They are blind. Hallelujah. You know, he said, please put off the AC. Oh God. In our own time, with the open window, we put off the AC. But when you have money, things will become easy. Am I communicating? There's embezzlement happening in Dubai. There is no government of the world that does not have embezzlement. Say, yes, sir. But those nations are rich and they have system. System and prosperity make things work. So you cannot afford to be poor. Say, I cannot afford to be poor. So when we are confessing words about prosperity, better don't joke with it, man. Don't joke with it. Confess now. Say, I have no lack. I have no limitations. Money answer to me. Money meets money in my hands. You know, people who are broke are people who they finish spending, there's no money to spend again. But when you are spending before it finishes, another one enters your hand. You can never be broke. I reject, you can never be broke in this life. Let me say this to you. Being broke is actually one of the most devilish things. The worst manifestation of the devil. Hear me. And tantamount to that is getting a job. Don't put me out of context. For job, J-O-B just means just over broke. You are not broke, but you are just over it. Small. Small. When they pay you your salary and you make some expenses, money has finished. The reason your father could not build a house is not because he did not desire it, but because he got a job. I pay people salary, but I'm paying you salary. Because I know you cannot get wealthy through that means. Can't get well. You can't buy a house in Banana Island. By the way, not everybody's going to live in Banana Island. Don't take it out of context. How can you be making, I think the highest, let's say, if you receive a job, they pay you 500,000 naira, I think you'll be compelled to come and share testimony in this award now. What do you know? You're super broke. A job that pays you 500,000 naira in a month demands some certain things from you too. For example, that job cannot be negative. Are you the governor? Am I communicating? That means he has to be what? In Lagos. And it's not going to be in the mainland. It should be in the island or in Abuja. It's only Abuja that does not have mainland or island. Everywhere is highland. Am I communicating? So if it's in Lagos and the mainland, that means the housing there starts from 2 million naira up. And if at the time you cannot call the court according to your side, you want to show up. For you to receive 500K salary, you have made it now. Your family members are on you. One woman will not tell that she'll be praying for you. The reason why you got that job. So let's say that money, it was 350K that even gets your hand every month. You have to pay tithe. Yes, before God, you give 500K, you don't give tithe to church. I will take the tithe by force. I'm kidding now. You pay tithe. You're the one who's responsible. You send some money to your parents, which you should do. Do that. Start now. Teach yourself how to give to your parents. If you don't wait for everything to be perfect, if I wait. Don't be waiting until you blow. What if you don't blow? Have you not thought about that? What if you try, this will not work? Or you think that man who is a gate man plans to be a gate man in his life? You're looking at me. That's why you should not joke with confessions. And walk. Am I communicating? Look at the neighbor. Look at the person next to you at your back. Yeah, I will say something to you now. There's a heavy possibility that some of you are going to be billionaires, even in this house. Say amen. Heavy possibility that some of you are going to get married to the president or to the governor. That makes you the first lady of the state or the country. Say amen. There's the possibility that there are multinational CEOs sitting down in this house. Say amen. There's the possibility there are general overseers of ministry sitting down in this house. Now say amen. there's also a possibility that somebody sitting down here will be messaging some people, saying, trying to make you to remember that we are once in Christ House Campus Church together. Sir, don't you remember me? No, that day, even, you know, I was in social unit. You are unit head. No, sir, don't you remember me? Don't you? May you not ask people to remember you in the name of Jesus? It's happening to me now. Some of my secondary school mates who message me, honestly, I remember you. I have a terrible memory of past. A very terrible one. I don't remember things that happened like 3 years ago. And funny enough, I was the head boy of my school, you know, prefect boy, and we were so much in my school. Now, imagine I don't remember even my assistant head boy. I don't remember, like, his name is Akotega, yeah. Like, Tega, all like that. But I don't remember him. So they message me on Facebook, and they come with this stuff, yeah. You're not a big man. That's why I don't remember. I said, well, I'm not a big man yet. But honestly, God, I don't remember you. And I don't see myself going to message anybody. I try to make you remember me. There are guys who are doing very well in life. Yeah, very good guys. Great guys. No, but may you not be the one searching for your mates in the name of Jesus. It's the prayers you don't joke with. It's not a joke with such prayers. Don't joke with it. Because life will happen. Why would some people become poor? It's poor choices in life. God does not set people up to become rich and some people to become poor. Men will make mistakes in life. May your mistake not swallow you in the name of Jesus. Your parents did not plan to become rich. They had plans. But life will happen. This is what happened. Some of you will leave the country and become very big in life. But it's so big. I heard about the story of a guy who was failing in OAU, was not doing so well in OAU. By chance, the uncle helped him to travel to Canada. 3 years later, he became the best student in Canada. That means Nigerian education don't make sense. One day, we're going to do something in this church. We're going to call it an evening service. It's going to be an evening service. Maybe on a Friday or a Sunday. We're going to pray for prosperity in a dangerous way. You know, on Wednesday, I say something. The same way a guy who does all those juju, all those things they're doing now, you can bait outside where everybody's watching them, right? You know, I said it. They damn all consequences, right? To do such things. They don't care what the media says. They don't care even their own parents sees them later. They don't care. They are betting outside with all those incantations. What we come to, with them, we incantate into our future. This world is too dangerous to be poor. You can't be poor in the name of Jesus. Imagine mighty thing you can do for God. Some of you have a good heart for giving. Imagine all awesome thing you can do for God if you have the resources. You will have the resources in the name of Jesus. And that's what I'm teaching you now. You must learn how to give. People don't learn how to give when they have. They learn how to give more when they don't even have. It is in your little that you learn how to what? Give. Your little, you learn how to give. Glory to God. I say glory to God. So, now this giving I'm teaching about now is both in church and to your pastor. Why our pastor supplies us with spiritual virtue and leadership, we must supply him physically of all his needs. Now, what I'm teaching now, if I'm not your pastor yet, and you have a church you're attending, maybe visit today, the same thing applies to your pastor. The same applies to your pastor. Any church you're attending to, you give to your pastor. Whether you have or not, give to your pastor. Let that demonic thing that tells your pastor does not need my money not come to your mind. It needs your money. It needs your money. It's God's commandment. It's God's command. It's one of the vital responsibilities of what? A church member. You must give to your pastor. Make it a system. Make it something that you cannot do without. You see, one thing that happens with me in my finances is this. Once I see money, once money comes into my hand, two things come to my hand. My parents, my biological parents, my spiritual parents, and myself. Yes. I don't joke with my parents. They have money. They can feed themselves very, very much. But I don't joke with giving to them. I give to them. I'm learning that now. I'm teaching myself to do that now. I remember one time I just had 100,000 there, and you know, normal wisdom would say give them like 20K or 30K, 40K. I said no, I'll give them more than what I got. I gave them for what they call it, 80,000 there. I made do with 20K. Remember that calling me then in the morning, pray in the morning. I said, man, God bless you. I said, amen. You see, this kind of teaching we are doing now will make you to become an excellent husband or wife to your spouse. And some of you here, some people, when their wife gives on some seed in church, it will cause an issue at home. I don't think I will have an issue that my wife comes in service one day and give what we don't have. I will have to trust God for it. I will be so happy that she has that faith. Because number one, that week or that month, allowances will not be given, but given to God. God has start now, begin to practice. Let's place some people on allowances, even if it's 100 naira per week. Train yourself, man. Train yourself, man. Be a big man. Learn how to become a big man. If it's your younger sister, place them 500 naira per week or 1,000 naira per week or per month. Make sure you're giving, make sure you're responsible for someone's upkeep. Am I communicating? So that this thing will not be difficult for you when the time ever comes. And the time will come in the name of Jesus. So give. Give. The early church sold their possessions and gave them to the apostle for the running of the church. So don't say I'm giving to God. You're not giving to God anything. You are giving to your pastor. Settle that with your mind. Settle that up. Deal with that demon that tells you now that my pastor is looking fresh. You should be happy your pastor is looking fresh with your money. Some pastors, even after giving the money, they cannot represent you well. You can't wear better clothes. Hallelujah. Won't you be angry that you give your pastor money, and after you give your pastor money, the pastor now can buy purple shirt and orange trousers? And one wicked tie that is hanging up here. I don't think some of you will not post my picture if I'm not looking fine on that picture. I mean, that's how the story goes. Hallelujah. So you must be happy. You must settle it in your heart. You must be so proud. It's like each time I give my papa money or buy him something, I always say, Papa, please wait to the glory of God for me. Wait! I got him someone gave me a watch one time, very expensive watch, almost 500k. I said, I'm too small to wear it. Yes, know when you're too small. Don't go and conflate faith and kill yourself. How can I be wearing 500k rich watch? My father doesn't have a watch. Wearing 500k rich watch. I said, it's not possible. It's not happening. I saw that seed as I saw that as a seed from my spiritual father. When I gave it, my father is an excellent man. He said, whoa, he's perfect. Oh boy. He gave money. I said, look me, it's a transparent seed. He said, come on now. I love this watch. I love it. Put it in his hand. I said, Papa, it's for you, sir. I bought it for you. He said, awesome. Come on now. Come on. Come on. Woo! That's why when he's preaching these days, now put his hand like this so he can see it. Glory to God. Say the God of God. Say, when God says it's your time, it is your time. You have to see the time. Glory to God. You see? And I get so excited when he wears it. So your response to giving to your pastor is to feel excited. And let me say this to you. Never announce your giving to your pastor. Let him do the announcement for you. Don't go and give your pastor something now. You're not going to say, I bought my pastor a watch. You're not going to put it to your status. You have gotten your reward already. Let it come from the heart of appreciation. Am I communicating? So when your pastor looks nice from your own giving, I've not started looking nice by your giving. I'm saying that so you understand. I'm looking nice by my own giving yet now. So very soon when I start looking nice by your giving, imagine how it's going to look like. Glory to God. That means I'm going to buy a Bentley and drive it to the church. But why would we be angry that I drove a Bentley? When you are driving an Aston Martin, don't worry, I'll pardon you. Brothers in church, please, today, assignment, Google exotic cars. Stop Googling nonsense. How to grow beers, how to put oil in beer, nonsense. How to have six packs. No, sister, don't care about your six packs, they care about your six car packs. Am I communicating? You can buy car, six packs, nonsense. Big men don't have six packs. They have one pack. To the glory of God. Yeah, they're killing yourself. But anyways, if you have six car pack, also have what? It's 6 packs. They give us something to rob at night and the early morning. Oh, you don't understand. Don't worry, you understand. Now the weather is cold. Give her some warm. Let her rub some. It is wickedness that she saw you when you were fit. 3 months down the line, and I'm pressed together. Shaking together, press down, shaking, and running over. I say, yeah, Big Tommy is sexy. Shut up. That's nonsense. No, there's nothing sexy about Big Tommy. All right? The same to the sisters. Please, slay till you die. When you get married, you know, some ladies pack up their life once they get married. And that's because they see marriage to be their destiny. not as a starting point. Once you marry, something starts again. A journey just resumes. Not you have entered. Now I'm going to marry you. 2 months, you're trying to buy my house. What happened to nice bomb shots to the glory of God? Yes, she heard me say that. Oh, all those are several vibes. No, I know you know what I'm talking about. I see your status. You know, only go sister with some several vibes. Only to your man of God. I mean, only to your husband. Come on now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're looking at me. Oh, you don't know what I'm talking about, right? It's your threat to the glory of God to your husband. Just only you, two of you. Dim the light on Friday night. Put on that red one and do so wait or everything like that. Come on, give it to them. Give it to him, not them. Give it to him. Love him so much that he can look elsewhere. Let's see how the demon. See, all wives, be preparing yourself. Say the world will love this man. Ah, yeah, yeah. Let me see I go and chase anyone outside. If he chases you, he'll come and report himself. You know, that's how you feel you wasted the sin. Nonsense girl. I would thought she's better than my wife. I will never try to get my wife in my life. Ladies, are you in agreement with me? Plan yourself out. Plan it all out. How to? Your husband may get angry sometimes, get vexed because of the situation of finances. Have your plan on how to make him forget his worries. You will be his peace in the name of Jesus. I say you will be his peace in the name of Jesus. So give to your pastors. Be creative in your giving. It's not just about the money you give to us that matters to us. It's even hearts to remember. You know, once something is too available, the thing will become easy to be commonized. That's why when we invite a guest here, you will see how excited we all become, although it doesn't happen in this church. But other churches, when I go to preach for them, I see how excited they are. They will stand up when I'm preaching. It's not as if your pastor is not anointed. It's because you see him all the time. You are beginning to commonize that anointing he has. Don't commonize it. Never commonize. Each time I watch my papa preach, I get so excited that later I will send him what I learned in that teaching. It is an act of irresponsibility that you have your pastor's phone number, which is access, and he blesses you on Sunday. You can even give thanks by messages after service. He blesses him too. Your pastor blesses you with God's word. Your return is to bless him with things, also by words of appreciation. So do that after service. Message your pastor. Say, I was blessed by today's teaching. Don't just say, I was blessed by today's teaching. Don't just type it somewhere and keep it. After service, I was blessed by today's teaching. Bless my word. Someone else says, sir, is your shoe for me? I will give you your number. I will restrict that asset. And you stay here. Glory to God. The early church showed their position. In other words, once there's a need in church, it is the responsibilities of the members to meet that need. Now, don't get all excited that your pastor will say, we need 50,000 in church, I'll give 30,000. Don't let that happen. Your pastor knows something you don't know. When there's a need in church, make sure you participate in that need. Make it a point of duty to participate in that need. Don't let your present circumstance limit you. Because that is how the devil will be building on it. Building on it. And one day, even when you have sincerely, or now listen, I don't believe that nobody have nothing to give. We all give us. Because just because you didn't give the church does not mean you're not giving to your babe. We give. And that money they need in church, you will still not know how you spend that money. It's just about importance. It's about importance. Of recent, we have something called the KBS, the Kingdom Builder Seed. Some of you have not paid till now. It's not because you've not spent up to 10,000 naira this week. I mean, lavishly, you can't account for it. But because you've not seen this as a serious responsibility. I have paid mine because I know I have to pay. Are you still here? It's important church members become financial partners of the ministry they attend. It's important. Very key. Very key. In Acts chapter 4, verse 34 to 35, they neither was there any among them that lacked, for as many were possessors of land or house, sold them, and brought the prizes of the things that were sold, and laid them down at the apostles' feet, and distribution was made unto everyone according to his need. Now, I do say this thing, Sometimes I begin to wonder where you learn some certain things to do from. I thought your pastor was supposed to be whom you copy.
Yeah.
I think when it comes to serving God, I should never be friend wanting on that. When it comes to giving, I don't joke with that. So since I'm a man of prayer, a man of the word, a man of giving, a man of service, why don't you copy that? Let that reflect in your life. Copy my fervency for God. Copy my sacrifice for God. Copy my giving nature to God. I give things I don't even have. I give by faith. I don't just mean to church. I give to people. I give. Sometimes I train myself to give even in some unpleasant circumstance. I'll give it to somebody who I'm not happy with before. Just so that I will not be having such feelings anymore. Am I communicating? Learn to give. Learn to give. You will give in the name of Jesus. I said you will give in the name of Jesus. You see, in Luke chapter 8, verse 2 to 3, a certain woman which had had, which Jesus had healed of evil spirit, called Mary Magdalene. And the Bible says in verse 3, and Jonah the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others which ministered unto him of their substances. So Jesus allowed these people to minister unto him. So now, before I feel like people giving me things, is somehow, no, give me things. Give me things. I don't want to hinder God's blessing upon your life. Give me things. Give me money. Give me anything you wish to give to me. I don't feel that I have more than enough. They're not giving me because I don't have. They're giving me as a sign of honor. To honor me and to honor God's word over our lives. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. See, if only the workers of the church, I mean, the members of the church, we wake up to their financial responsibility towards their pastor, we will have fewer manipulations on the pulpit. Did you hear me? If we, as church members, we wake up to responsibilities, our responsibilities as members to the pastor, we'll have fewer manipulations on the pulpit. Number one, first thing that will happen, that no pastor will use any guys to skim money out of you. You think it's with clear eye that the pastor is saying, I don't know it. He's not a businessman. Or he's sending a handkerchief. Well, we're only told in the scripture that Paul's apron he took. We never saw that he stole the apron. Am I communicating? Yeah. So if you wake up to it, if your pastor have a car, some of the members can decide that the prayer in this guy is a responsibility. Since you're not paid, I'm going to teach you now. So I'm going to say, Papa, every month we'll take your car for servicing. Your cards for servicing. So people come up and say, every week, sir, I provide petrol for the generator in your house. And if there's any need for servicing of it, please, sir, don't call the mechanic, call me. But there shouldn't be any need. I will come every month to take you for servicing. Oh, Pastor, you're talking about just yourself. Yes, I'm talking just about myself. But that is how it has been ordained in the scriptures. Sometimes when we teach the Bible, we think we are preaching to favor ourselves. No. The same way I teach other things, the same way I'm going to teach about giving when it comes to the pastor. In the scriptures, you give to your pastor. You give him material things, not prayer. You see that thing they say after preaching? Say, let's stretch our hands unto the man of God. It is not scriptural. Did you hear me? This scriptural thing to do is what? You sit into his life, material things. Material things. You don't pray for a man of God after preaching. I'm sorry, we're not beginning to say some funny things. That is oil, never run dry. Nonsense. Did you put the oil there? There's an insufficient oil upon his head. The Father, I pray for him now. He will never run dry. And some of you, even that time, you can't even pray. The nonsense thing you do when you want to eat. How much you pray for your food? You pray for your food. We'll pray according to how hungry we are. Number one. And who cook food? Go to Captain Cook to eat. You're praying. What are you praying for? It's food I never give to you, you pray on top. I won't even say, Father, we're going to say, Father, in the Father, amen. That's all. Some people pray for me like that. Father, thank you. Amen. And you thought you blessed me. I won't say you should stop praying for me after ministrations and all of that. But please, it will make more sense. You know, when I was in Ife with my papa, now, I remember my duty. My duty was to receive any money I gave to him. I also have money. I after service. Look as if they are competing who will give. People come with envelope. Not you see they give in church. People come to him. And my papa can well, the way he received giving, sir, my ticket, like talking over his phone. Oh, thank you, sir. Go away. Yeah. You came thinking you brought heavens. Oh, thank you, sir. God bless you. Give it to him. Oh, thank you. Ah, I see that. God bless you, boy. Oh, boy. Hey, yeah, wonder. God bless you, man. Hey, yeah, we'll see next week. Like that. But he taught me not to take me casually. See, that was before. If you give me now, I will ask you to kneel down and pray for you. That will give you, give me. I will kneel down. You will stand up and pray for you. That's a joke. I don't know how much of giving you. You will kneel down. Your giving does not compel me. I just stay here. My papa said, a good father, no matter how big, a father prays that his son should be greater than him. But no matter how big your son becomes, you must learn how to, you must be able to still caution him when he messes up. So, you can never become so big that I can't caution you. You can't give me so much. In fact, the people they give me pass, now they have my pass. But you must never break that rank. Your money does not go before me. What goes before me is your heart. Am I communicating? But of course, your giving has a way it steers the heart of your pastor towards you. And once your heart of your pastor is on you, man, you are blessed for good. So give to your pastor. Be creative in your giving. Don't joke with the birthdays. Don't joke with the birthday. You only have once to celebrate him in a year. If there's something like Father's Day, don't joke with it. Even if your church is planning something for the pastor, plan your own personally. It's a honor to God. It's an honor to God. So I don't miss any special day in my father's life. Marriage anniversary. In fact, one day, I sent him a seat for the day he proposed. You think I didn't remember? They said, remember today? He said, oh no, it was exactly today, so years ago that he proposed to your wife. I said, awesome. Okay, see, champion. Powerful. Ah! Oh boy, not true. You're a bad guy. I said, yes, I know. For you, sir. You're still here. Find out important dates in their life and hold it in esteem. I'm not a man of dates, but I have all the dates of my future father. I have all the dates. I have six of his account number. In fact, he has to come to tell me to send money in one particular account. I say, yes, sir, I will not send. I don't have now to send. I want to send. I will send it to your duty. I have the number. Two, sir. Let me not come. Are you still here? Glory to God. I said, glory to God. You see, the idea has gone down because then we sit in now. I said, glory to God. It is more like it. See, God cared about his servant. That was even why, first of all, the institution of the tithe was even put in place. It's for the well-being of the priest. Well-being of the priest. So should New Testament people tithe? There's nothing wrong in the phenomenon tithing. What is ever wrong is what happens with the tithe we give. In quote, now, our heart towards the tithe. Did you hear me now? When you now begin to feel you're giving to God so that God will not send his devourers to your sake. That is where the issue comes from. Or some pastors now sit down on that to make the church of their heart and money. That's what is wrong with it. But if he decides to give God your 10% of your income, that is should be an attitude that should be celebrated. By the way, even your church also give a percentage to our covering church. I also do the same too. I give percentage to my spiritual father. So when you have businesses, make sure that you have that your spiritual authorities over your life have a proceed out of those such things. One of the things I'm going to teach you guys in that business group we created is how to hand over your business to God. You should have an insurance, and that insurance should only come from God. There is a supernatural approach to doing anything in this life, and your eyes will be open to it in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. That, I don't know, bring to read scripture. There are so many places the Bible is talked about. I mean, the New Testament talking about how men give in the scriptures to their pastors. Don't joke with giving to your pastors. Don't joke with giving to your pastor. God blesses us when we give. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 14, I will end with this. Even so has the Lord God ordained that they which preach the gospel should live of the gospel. To live of the gospel. I've never for once taken money from the church to sponsor any of my life, let alone my lifestyle. Never taken money from the church to do so. But now, it is important you understand that it is the jurisdiction of the pastor to also do so. The church should pay for the accommodation of the pastor, to give him a house, to give him a car, make him comfortable, give him an office. It's important. Your pastor is working. Somebody said, and I quote my friend, Pastor Stephen, he said, since pastoring is not a work, it's only pastor. Pastors who don't have work are thieves, okay? Engineers who don't have work are thieves too. Doctors who don't have work are thieves. I think that is okay. Now that should be fine. If you don't see pastoring as work, then what is work? This is the only office or the work that we can spend nights. This is the only work that does not have shifts. This is the only work that even after we work, we are still working. Am I communicating? Being days we have to do nights, working on some graphics of the church, it's not my jurisdiction, but I still have to do it. Hallelujah. Go ahead. I don't have to consult anybody to do things for God. See, once sometimes when I'm burning my energy for God, I'm not doing it as a pastor, I'm doing it as a believer. Glory be to God. Because as a pastor, my work is limited. I'm not a graphic artist in this church, but I do graphics too. So since I have that excellence work in that angle, I take myself as a believer and I begin to do such things. You must appreciate your pastors. Say, I appreciate my pastors. Say, I appreciate my pastors. Say, I appreciate my pastors. Now, sowing of seeds, sir. How does sowing of seed work in the life of a pastor? Now, let me say this to you. Pastor's life is the most fertile seed ground to sow. Not a man you see on TV. Not a man you saw that came to call down fire from heaven. The campus. Not a visiting minister. Your parted seed, you go to your pastor. Now let me take this out of your mind now. Anybody that tells you that the orphanage home is a better ground to give seed is deceiving you. God's house, your pastor. Yes, I said it. I can't preach to you about giving and I'm deceiving you. See, him that received the prophet, as a prophet have what? Prophetic rewards. Him that sows sparingly what? Receive what? Sparingly. He that sows bountifully, receive bountifully. There's a place of seed sowing. We sow seed in faith, believing that God will prosper us. And trust me, he does prosper us. Now, something I've discovered in this church that we don't share testimony of giving, of what giving has, what our giving has resulted into. But probably because of how we teach us certain things. No, but God does prosper us. Don't have a witness in the house. God does prosper us. We are never in lack in the name of Jesus. Don't be on our feet as we end the service right now. You can celebrate God if you want to. Go ahead. All right. Now, before we end the prayer, I want to say some, a few things now. It is an abuse on both the anointed and the anointing that a member of the church will have three cars, for example, and the pastor still jump bikes. Nobody does that anyway here. I'm just saying, for example, maybe you belong to a local church where the pastor doesn't have a car, your own car, you have space. You see, any moment you're driving that car, you're dishonoring your pastor. You will give. And it's simple. Why it is difficult at that point for you to give is because of the fact that you've not cultivated the habit of giving. I don't think you'll be happy that you're trekking. You're driving cars and you have spare cars at home and your friends are trekking up and down. If that ever happened, that means you don't want to have a good upbringing. So spiritually, there are some privileges that should never be talked about. You know that my pastor's desired. My communicating. There are some people in the house who have been so creative in their giving to me. Some of you give me money every week. Now my happiness is your consistency, not even about the amount, because you being consistent means that God is prospering you every week. Am I communicating? Remember one guy went to pay my barber guy, paid the guy for a whole month for me to cut my hair, and the guy just told me, sir, somebody walked in here and paid for your hair for 1 month. I said, wow, amazing. What's the person? I don't know, but he says, your church member. I said, so the person traced me to know who my barber is. That is awesome one. Am I communicating? Can I pay for my haircut? Of course I can. I can take care of myself. I don't need you to do that for me. But that is a show of honor. Show of honor. And I say to the person, men will locate you where there's a need and solve those needs in the name of Jesus. So be creative in your giving. Be creative. Be creative in your giving. Your department can decide to celebrate your pastor any day. It doesn't have to be the Father's Day or any special day. Be creative in your giving. But those are seeds you are sowing. Lift your hands this morning. I give them praise right now. Intentional God. It doesn't matter what comes my, you are still God. I evil God,
Everything say.
Everything is working out for my good.
Intentional God.
Intentional God. Everything is working up for my good. Jesus, you are good. You are good. You are good. Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Can we just lift our hands right now and begin to pray for the man of God? Lift your hands and begin to pray for him. Declare words that he abounds in wisdom, that he abounds in revelation of Christ. That is not weary in well doing. Come on, let me hear you speak out right now. Declare what that is not weary in well doing. He abounds in wisdom. Oh, you prosper in all things. You prosper in all things. You prosper in all things. There is strength. Strength for him. Strength naturally. Physically, enjoy strength. Enjoy strength.